NGO Podcast, bringing what non-governmental organizations to life. Stay connected. Good day to you. Welcome and thank you for joining me on the maiden episode of this podcast show, which is tagged NGO Podcast Show. But before I kick off the show officially, I'd like to share some crucial information with you regarding this podcast show. The main goal of this podcast show is to bring the world non-governmental organizations to limelight by having an interview session with either the founder, lead volunteer, or team lead of different non-government organizations existing in different parts of the world. And this podcast show is segmented into two sections, which includes 1. The interview sections, where we get to interview either the founder, lead volunteer, or team lead of different non-government organizations every episode. And 2, the opportunity update section, where we get to share with you fresh updates out there, fresh updates on opportunity lying out there, of which we believe it will be of benefit to you as a listener. And I will be your host. I am Jimo Oluwatobi-Segun. You can simply call me JOS. And today, on this first episode, my interview section goes to Miss Tony Joy. Who is Miss Tony Joy? And why do I have her on my first episode? Miss Tony Joy, she is a project lead and founder of We Are Mad Initiative. Wow. I must confess at this point, the first time I came across We Are Mad, actually I met this online on my Facebook. I found the hashtag keep on trending, We Are Mad. I was like, what's this all about? So I tried to interact a little bit with Miss Tony Joy. So she gave me a little information about what We Are Mad is all about. Really need to check what these guys are doing. It simply means we are making a different initiative. I won't go further to tell you more about this organization and what they are really up to and what they are doing. That's why I beat all parts to meet Miss Tony Joy so that I can have an interview session with her, just because of you, our listeners. And without any further ado, we go to the interview session now. I'll be right back after the interview session. Stay tuned and stay connected. Welcome, Miss Tony Joy. Can you please tell us in brief about you?
My name is Tony Joy. I run an initiative called We Are Mad, Making a Difference. We see a future where young people are connected and act together as agents of change. So we want to see people who are really creative, making a difference in 4 key areas of our focus. Our focus areas are clean environment, education, community and rural development, and livelihood. But right now we're focusing on seeing a debt-free Nigeria, and we're pushing all our energy. We clean up dump sites, we give our waste bins, we talk about environmental sanitation, we create wealth from waste in Nigeria because we are concerned about people's health and livelihood.
As you made mention earlier, Ma, that you are running an organization which is MAD, MAD Initiative, which simply means Making a Difference Initiative. Can you please tell us in brief about the initiative, the organization, as most of our listeners around the world might find it difficult to really know what you are talking about?
Making a difference has to do with staying outside the box. Don't be on the same level. Do something that is unique. Create something. I'm a creative. I'm a person who believes so much in creativity. So I preach creativity. Do something that is outstanding. That is making a difference. Don't do the same thing over and over again. And that's what the organization stands for. We don't create solutions that we create over and over again. We think solutions by understanding the problem from the root cause of the problem and try to deal with the root cause of the problem. So we are highly creative. That's one of our core values: creativity, commitment, honesty, integrity, and those are the things that keep us going. We don't throw that on the street. We don't see street lights says red and we go. It doesn't work for us because we must do it right to get it right in an ideal society.
Wow, that's quite impressive, Ma. As we know that different non-government organizations have a certain problem they're trying to thrash out and find a solution to, would you please tell us in brief the major problem your organization is trying to find a solution to in Nigeria?
Now, I've mentioned it, our focus area presently now is around clean environment. If you go around, you see dump sites almost everywhere. You see gutters that are filled up with refuse almost everywhere. People don't even understand why they should love the environment. People don't understand that everything they do to the environment affects everybody. You understand? So that's one of the key areas that we're keen into. I want to use that to solve social issues through clean environment projects that we're doing. We want to be able to send children to school. We want to be able to build boroughs. We want to be able to create a life for others. So that's one key problem that we see around us. But one thing that we are doing indirectly, which is also a solution we're creating, is using that to engage the minds of young people, which is a problem that we also feel needs a lot of intervention. Young people's mind need to be engaged positively. If it's not engaged positively, there's a problem, because one of the problems we have identified in our tree structure is the fact that young people don't think and don't engage their minds well. So if we want to engage their minds well, we have to engage them positively. And that's why most of our team members, we have over 250 volunteers in Nigeria, across 9 states in Nigeria, and all of them are young persons who are engaging their minds creatively and making a difference.
Good. Why do you think that the problem you are talking about is a problem which really needs to be solved?
Because we need a generation that is better than the previous generation.
Okay, with big task on the organization, how are you moving on with your program? Or do you have any sponsor yet?
We don't directly have sponsors for now. Our crew of volunteers deserve all the thumbs up. So wherever they are and they're listening to it, I give you all the thumbs up, because they've been the ones who have made all our projects work. There are certain times we have got philanthropy supporters, but sincerely, for the projects that have been going on in 9 states, the volunteers, I give it to them. They run around, they spend their money, even though I don't have the money yet. But we look forward to getting partnership. We want to start branding some states and the like. Okay. So we look forward to getting partnership. Oh. And then we could talk to our well-meaning listeners who want to support us, to just get through to us via any platform, and then we'll be proud to communicate and talk more on how we can partner.
As you rightly said, you need a sponsor. But what kind of sponsor do you need? Would you please be specific?
Yeah, we need a lot of sponsors. We need people who can buy into our ideas and then brand different things that we do. We create wealth out of waste. We do artworks with the waste that we have. And I hope we could show some very soon. So we need people that can invest in that idea, because we want to use that to create solutions in the society, not because we want to entice our pocket. We want to be able to use it to send children to school and the likes in various communities. And then also, we also need people who can support what we do as an NGO, as a brand. We clean up dump sites a lot. We want to be able to clean up dump sites sustainably by creating an avenue for managing the waste that is created in that community. We give out waste bins. We go to communities. We want to empower more women, especially women, because they are at the tilt of the society, to be able to use that waste which they see every day around them to do something. So we need people to invest in the idea to make it work better and to be able to reach out to more people.
Okay, Ma, for well-meaning listeners out there that are listening to you right now, can you tell them the scope and limitation of the organization in case they might want to sponsor the organization?
Right now, we're in 9 states in Nigeria, and then some of the limitations we've had has been finances. We want to lay hold of those 9 states in Nigeria and do something very outstanding in those 9 states in Nigeria. We've not been able to get so much funding to do that. For example, we want to brand locations. Say, for example, here in Ibadan, we want to be able to brand a street with waste bins. So every 1 kilometer you go, you find. So we need people that can join us so that we brand, even they want it to be branded in their names. As long as we have a cleaner Nigeria through that, it gives us the best joy we want to get.
Last but not the least, question, Ma, what's the update on the latest movement in the organization, Ma?
Presently, like I said, our focus area is still what is driving us, Operation Keep Nigeria Clean. Okay. We have cleaned up various sites in Nigeria, and then we're still driving it. We do Operation Keep Nigeria Clean, and then we do educate them, a school program that goes around the schools to talk about environmental sanitation. But one of the projects they're also doing now that we need maximum support is a project that we're doing for the IDPs in Jos. There's an IDP camp in Plateau State that we need to reach out to. They don't have toilet facilities, they only have 4, and they're servicing about 500 children. We need to help them create, we need to get them 10 more toilets and put it there. We need to get them dustbins. They don't have any barbing salon, and we want to get that to them, because we realize a lot of children are dying there and they need our help. It hurts us so much. We want to really help them. So that's one of the other things that we're doing that is most recent.
Thank you very much, Ma. As a founder of the organization, can you please give us the possible means of contacting you or the organization in case our well-meaning listeners might want to sponsor the organization?
Thank you very much. Yes, for those that want to reach us, they can reach my personal number, 08060816106. I take it again.
+234, Ma.
Yes, +234 8060 816106. Or you send an email to tonyjoy@wearemadinitiative.org. That's our official email. tonyjoy@wearemadinitiative.org. Please, you can reach us that way, and then we can get talking about how we want. And then you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We are Mad Initiative. Drop an inbox and we'll get back to you.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Tony Joy. It's nice having you on the show today. Wow, what an amazing section there with Miss Tony Joy. It's high time for me to go for the opportunity of this section. I'll be right back in a jiffy. Stay connected. Don't touch the connection. I'll be right back. Hey, it's time for opportunity update. Opportunity update on NGO Podcast Show. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Opportunity Update Corner on NGO Podcast Show. I am Jimo Oluwatobishegun. Update 1. Application. Applications are now open for the Open Society Foundation Fellowship. The foundation supports individuals who are seeking innovative and unconventional approaches to fundamental open society challenge. The fellowship usually funds work that would enrich public understanding of those challenges and stimulate far-reaching probing conversation within the Open Society Foundation and in the world. The fellowship seeks idea entrepreneurs in quotes from across the world who are ready to challenge conventional wisdom. Successful applicants will be eager to exploit the many resources offered by the Open Society Foundation and be prepared to engage constructively with the global network. Eligibility. Applicants must be open to journalists, activists, academics, and practitioners in the variety of fields. Applicants should possess and demonstrate a deep understanding of the major themes embedded within the statement of which they wish to apply, and be willing to serve in a cohort of fellows with diverse occupational, geographical, and ideological profile. Ideal fellows are specialists who can see beyond the parochialisms of their field and possess the tenacity to complete a project of exceptional merit. The fellowship program only accepts individual applications. The fellowship opportunity. Each successful applicant will receive 1 year fellow stipend, which might be ranging from $80,000 to $100,000, depending on the work experience, seniority, and current income. Note, the stipends will not be prorated for shorter time fellows, because the stipend does not necessarily equal the applicant's current salary. In certain cases, fellows will receive additional financial support to enable them to meet the residency expectation. Application process. All applicants are required to register via this link: fellowships.submittable.com/submit/47912. I repeat, fellowships.submittable.com/submit/47912. All applicants are required to submit a 1 or 2 page single spaced letter of inquiry that outlines the topic of the project, proposed work product, and relevance to the statement above. The CV should accompany with the letter of inquiry. With a CV, letter of inquiry should address the following questions: what is the central of argument of your proposed project as it relates to the statement? How does your project advance or challenge current thinking? Who is or are the intended audiences? What are the potential works products? Applications will end on September 7, 2016, of which all applicants will receive a response by the organization by October 1, 2016. For more information, simply go directly to the foundation's website, www.opensocietyfoundations.org. I repeat, www.opensocietyfoundations.org, or email them directly, osfellows@opensocietyfoundations.org. osfellows@opensocietyfoundations.org. And with this, I come to the end of the opportunity update on NGO Podcast Show for this week. Join me next week for a fresh edition. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. God bless. Welcome back from the update corner. Before I bring this episode to a close, I'd like to give out the possible means of reaching the We Are Mad initiative in case you want to sponsor, volunteer, or any other official reasons. And you can simply contact Miss Tony Joy on either of these phone numbers: +234 8060 816106. Again, +234 8060 816106, or better still, +234 8174 45 6950. I take it again, +234 8174 45 6950. And you can also email at tonyjoy@weamadinitiative.org. tonyjoy@weamadinitiative.org, or inbox them via this social media network. On their Facebook, you can reach them through www.facebook.com/teamweamad, and Twitter @teamweamad. You can inbox them there, they will be glad to reply you. And with this, I come to the end of this episode. But before I go, don't forget to like our Facebook fan page. Our Facebook fan page is, you can reach us at www.facebook.com/NGO podcast show. www.facebook.com/NGO podcast show. Follow us on Twitter @NGO podcast show. @NGO podcast show. Simply tweet at us with the hashtag #NGO podcast show. How I remain your host, Jimo Oluwatobi Segun. You can simply connect with me also on Facebook. I am Jimo Oluwatobi Segun. Follow me on Twitter @BookJimo. Join me next episode for an amazing show again. Don't forget, you have a vital role to play in the human race. Government cannot do it all. Be ready to do yours. Stay fresh, remain blessed. Peace.